This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com is our guest. I'm going to go to break here in about 5 minutes. Come back, go to Brad, Joseph, Dr. Mike, Annette, Sam, and others. Your take on the situation with Hurricane Harvey. But I just want to study the globalists. It is a fight between good and evil. They will go over and above what is even good for their own interest and hurt their own interest individually to carry out an anti-Christian world government agenda. And I wanted Joel to be able to finish any other tidbits he had, but just briefly, I knew about this 5 years ago and couldn't believe it. I had members of parliament on from the UK about it, where like most of the new social workers are Muslims, and then the people they give the kids to are Muslims, and they're giving 6-, 7-, 8-year-old little British girls and boys to Muslims who put burqas on them and rip their crosses off. That's in the Times of London. I mean, it's just anything to destroy Christians, and it just comes down to that, Joel Skousen, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, if the opposite occurred, if you put a Muslim child within a Christian and then forced them to, you know, conform to Christianity, that'd be hell to pay. So it really is a single standard, but that's the way of the future. I'm afraid it's going to get worse rather than better.
And if you want more proof of that, if you pull up that list of 917 hate groups that they put out, I guarantee you that CARE is not on there, which wants Sharia law. I guarantee you that Black Lives Matter is not on there, which calls for the killing of cops.
Jihad Watch got banned off PayPal. Jihad Watch just shows what the jihadis are saying.
So if you don't believe what Alex is saying, that there's an attack on Christians, look at that hate list that they put out. Look at all the Christian groups that are on that hate list and say, why are they putting these groups on there? Because they say Christianity is archaic. The Bible's archaic. Look at these things that they preach in the Bible. Well, where are Christians slaughtering people? Where are Christian suicide bombers? They don't exist.
It's satanic. It's satanic. Joel, what do we do about this? I can't handle it anymore. I am getting really angry.
Well, we have to handle it. I mean, we can't quit, obviously, and I know you're never going to.
Oh, I don't mean like that. I mean, I want to do more.
Well, as I say, there's only a limited things you can do with the corrupt and controlled court system. And unfortunately, the courts are the go-to for the left to stop Trump and to stop everything that we're trying to do. I don't think there is a solution, frankly, other than to continue to divide the country, to continue to, I mean, unity, that is, the right has to compromise to the left.
No, I see what you're saying. You always preach this. This is critical. In fact, hold over, and I promise I'm one of the calls, but start getting into this now. You're right. We have to go ahead and hope we can unify the country and be peaceful and have folks embrace free market and real religious freedom. But we got to know we're probably going to lose. The rear guard actions, fight them and hold them while we build new communities, while we dig in, while we become self-sufficient. The answer really is to run to the countryside.
That's right, because ultimately you cannot survive in a sea of humanity that is turning liberal, that has been propagandized by the public education. I mean, they're converting many, many more people all the time than we can.
Your children will be brain-dead zombies like them.
Yeah. Most conservatives lose their children to the public school system and the liberal thing. Even Brigham Young University, one of the icons of conservative education, 30% of students voted for Hillary Clinton this last time. That would be unheard of a decade ago. But that's what happens in conservative America.
The good news, though, is that this is forcing a real exodus. People are finally getting, this isn't a game, this is real.
That's right. And ultimately, I think, frankly, that's the only silver lining in the cataclysmic wars that will come in the future. It's going to drive good people out of the big cities where they're staying because of a job.
And our people will be ready then.
And you have to be ready to band together. You have to be ready to recognize who you can trust. And that's going to be in small towns of America. People, when they flee the big cities, are going to congregate. And I think we're going to have pockets of liberty resurge in those areas to resist the global new world order.
Well, let's briefly, when we come back, then talk about the timetable you think until. Because the globalists admit they want societal collapse while they're dug in. They're engineering their own system where they're dug in. Use collapse, reorganize. You're saying we've got to be dug in ourselves so that we aren't fully overtaken by them in the collapse they're engineering. So spend a few minutes on that, and I promise we're going to Dr. Mike, And then we're going to go to Annette, Sam, Joseph, Brad, and others. And our reporter joins us at the bottom of the hour from Houston, Michael Zimmerman. Pray for him.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Lonely Sea. Your phone calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, but I personally am a father of four, and I need to be near Austin so that I can be in a big metropolitan area. And it's not as bad as Houston to get out of, but like you pointed out, if you're in downtown Austin and there's a flood or a big disaster, you can't get out basically because of the cars. But I look at my children and I have to weigh it, like being here to fight the tyranny, but having them be around all the mental illness, all the cultural death that's designed psychologically to mentally wound them so the system can basically infect them more and take control of them. And then that spiritual death. Versus, you know, trying to live 2 hours out in the hill country where it's a lot safer and where the people are genuinely nicer and more real. Or do I just get out of here and, you know, move to Montana or Utah or, you know, someplace like that? But then miles away is like any liberal city. I mean, Seattle was like a demon cloud. I mean, sure, half the folks were listeners. But they're like, yeah, we live here. We're just here for business. We can't believe you're even here. And that was like the first day I'm there. I'm like, how bad is it? They go, have you been on the street? And the people hate each other, and they're hissing at each other, and they're throwing things at people and attacking me and cussing at me. And finally, I'd run up and say, talk to me, and they'd throw coffee on me. And they would giggle and smile like something out of a movie, like Linda Blair. You talk about it being spiritual. People watch these videos, and it's like, yes, that's right, they're going to get you. And you're like, man, what is this? There's a real spirit. And the globalists admit they plan to have a post-industrial world where they have these corporate and governmental and educational high-tech bases, city-states, within old city-states or within old cities, and then rural labs and communities, and everybody else is basically locked out of them. So it's an Elysium model, but not spaceships. And this is their official plan. And then the very people being robbed by it on the outside have been taught to love it by programming. So what do we do? I mean, you see, I'm not saying give up on Trump. He's a rear guard action, wake people up, you know, kind of a reprieve, an example of a struggle against globalism. Globalism is in trouble. But that's economically and culturally, people are aware of it. Still, the psychic poison, the demonic poison, that's what it is. The mindset, whatever you want to call it, is infected us. And I don't know how you get around it or get away from it. Comment?
Well, I could have easily fallen down that path, Alex, and that's why I feel so bad for these people. They have no fulfillment in life. They feel like they don't have a chance. And I made the conscious decision, instead of going down that path, going down the path of blaming everything else, feeling like you don't have control of your future, I said, no, I have control of my future. That's where there's this disconnect right now. People are either saying
they give up their free will to the system.
Exactly. And it's a laziness thing. They say, look, the system's already screwed me. The system's already gone to hell. America's already gone to hell. Racist. So I'm just going to give up and I'm going to bitch and whine and that'll be my virtue. And that'll be what.
And a lot of conservatives never get involved. Now they do that too. Oh, I knew Trump would be horrible. And then they're deserting themselves. That's a great point.
So I don't have a family. I didn't create a job. I have nothing that's fulfilled me. I have nothing that's lifted myself up and lifted others up. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out on the streets. I'm going to pour coffee on Alex Jones because he's a racist and he's a Nazi. And so that's their fulfillment. And you can see, I got him. I poured coffee on the Nazi. But no, you're going to go home back to the same life.
And it was a simulated victory. They didn't really. Exactly. They're working for a real Nazi collaborator. So Joel, what is this spiritually? And where do you see, what do we need to do?
Well, this is a complex subject because people have innate set points. You can notice this when children just grow up. You know, some people are soft, have liberal mentalities from the very beginning. They're just open to this, help the poor, help this, and they're susceptible to this. Other people are hard-nosed detail people, hard-working people who resent, the follow-alongers. And you're never going to change people that are innately liberal. I mean, even when hard times, even when war hits them, they still have this rosy-eyed view of optimism in the world. And so I have viewed that you've got to reach the people who are susceptible to your message, and you don't worry about the rest. I don't spend a lot of time trying to convince people who can't
see. So how do we reach out and find the leaders that are there?
Well, you have to give a tough message, and that's what I try to do. That's why I don't shrink back from talking about the conspiracy evidence and proofs that we have and the theories for things we don't have proofs, because that's a good litmus test for people to see if they're willing to come that way. And it's hard, even for conservatives, because they know they'll be blackballed, they'll be criticized, they'll be denigrated for ever uttering a word about
conspiracy. But don't they get that's a trap? It's going to get worse if they're cowards. We don't do this to be macho. We're standing against the evil because instinctively, spiritually, we know that's how we get out of it.
But, you know, we're at a disadvantage because it takes a lot of study, learning to understand the details to be able to defend the issues of conspiracy which are running this world. And you can't just throw out one-liner sound bites and expect those to be accepted. You've got to have the details, and the details take time. You can't do it in a college class. You can't counter the professor because it takes time. And they don't give you the time. They've got the floor. The news media won't give you the time. Nobody will interview me about conspiracy on the news because I've got the details. And I know how to make sure they get through. But, you know, they'll always interview, if they do interview someone who's a buffoon, who doesn't know.
Or they'll edit it together. So let's expand on what you're saying. People are busy. They don't want to hear the complexity of it. But you notice world governments now out. The fact that it's unelected is out. The basic facts is what brings it down. And just a few people now knowing has it on its knees. And they've moved from denying it exists to just trying to totally move past it to civil war, which shows it is the understanding of global government, how it works, the fact that it's unelected, that will bring this system down. WorldAffairsBrief.com. People can subscribe there and also read a lot of your free articles. People can email you, sign up for email lists and get different issues free. Really groundbreaking information. We link to a lot of it at NewsWars.com. Thank you, Joel Skousen.
Pleasure to be with you, Alex.
What's crazy for me is I've had like ABC Nightly News here, all of them, Megyn Kelly, NBC News, and I say, let me show you a clip of them calling for world government. Herman Van Rompuy or the British Prime Minister. They go, we don't want to see that. And there is a world government. It is corporate. It is above the law. It does want to bring the system in. It does want to make you poor. Here's where they say it. And it's just like he said, they just don't want to see it because the average person goes, that's too scary. I don't want to believe that. Like, it's make-believe. Like, if you just make believe they're not putting cancer viruses in vaccines, it goes away.
Or they're part of it. And you made an amazing point that really hit home to me, Alex. The instincts to fight this, the instincts to know that the only way to come out on the other side of this prosperity is to fight it now. It's like if you drown. If you throw any wild animal in the water, it instinctually kicks and floats to try to save itself.
But only humans can drown. They go, I never was taught how to swim. You instinctively know how to swim.
That's what this is, Alex.
You can throw a month-old baby in the water, it'll start swimming.
These people have had their instincts beaten out of them. They have had their instincts fluorided out of them. They've had their instincts injected out of them.
And that's it. We need to get our instincts back.
They're dead, Alex. They're dead. Or they're told that their instincts are racist, or they're told that their instincts are just, they're not liberal.
Floyd Mayweather said, I'm the better man than McGregor. Imagine if McGregor would have won and said that about him. It's true. Mayweather is the better man. 10 years older, all of it. He is better at boxing. He is the better man. So what if he's black? And there's white guys better than him at certain things. So what if they're better? Again, that's not racist. That's true. It's not discriminatory to say Mayweather has more stamina as the better boxer. It's a fact.
Look at that baby struggling to not drown. Look at how racist it is against the water. Look at its racist instincts not to die. It needs to just lay down and die. That's the only chance they have at survival. No, this is what the globalist conglomerate of international corporations have done to humanity.
Well, they've taken the modern industrial world that makes us weak. It helps us as well. And they've used it against us. They've backdoored it. Let's go ahead and go to Dr. Mike, then Annette, Sam, Joseph, and Brad. I appreciate you guys holding. Dr. Mike, here on the air. Welcome.
Alex, any possibility that you could get Governor Abbott or Dan Patrick or maybe one of the NOAA officials on, at least under the pretext of talking about the storm in general, and then kind of blindside them with, hey, why did no one go out and seed the clouds in that in Harvey? While it was still offshore, how many times does the Gulf Coast have to go through these horrible storms?
Well, here's the thing. The globalists have it both ways. They act like this is the best caller in a long time. He's so on target. In fact, I'm watching new shows. Dr. Mike been calling in 15 years, 18 years. We need to give you your own show if you want it. You got to fly to Austin. But the point is that they have weather engineering. In 1967, Stanford Research Institute certified that the Navy could create, control, steer weather weapons. So then they always spin that I'm saying, let me skip this one break so we have more time. They're always spinning that to then say that I'm saying the hurricane was controlled. No, it's on the Weather Channel. It's a fact. I've interviewed the people. It's going on. So, yes, why don't they kill these big hurricanes with cloud seeding? They can kill them. They can disperse them. Well, they don't want to admit they have the technologies, but it's already going on.
They already admit it.
And so let me ask Mike, who's a smart guy, medical doctor. And I know who Mike is. I've seen him in newspaper articles stuff over the years. He's a Republican activist. Why do you think that is? Why don't you answer your own question?
Apparently, it's just for the reason you cite, because it's considered gauche, I suppose, to let out the cat from the bag, that they have that kind of technology. Because then there, so many of them on both sides of the aisle will be be accused of inertia. I mean, how many from Katrina on? All these.
Well, that's it. Well, plus they have the 1978 treaty ratified in 79 against weather weapons. And the argument is you do that, it'll affect somebody else somewhere else. So if you dissipate that, maybe there's a computer model that shows that then there's a bigger storm that hits some other place. But the truth is the Chinese aren't hiding it. They're full scale ahead weather modification. The Muslims, the Arabs are doing it everywhere.
Russia too now.
They're all, and then here we just ignore it's going on.
They actually did a drill on the East Coast where they said, hey, we're doing a weather modification drill, and they kept having to cancel it because there were too many boats at the port, and they didn't want to douse these people in the chemicals.
Well, here's an example. England just got hit by a giant cloud of gas, and we don't know that some refinery that blew up in China and it went up in the jet stream and dumped down there. I mean, who knows what did it, but there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, they've got... I mean, I talked to the former Heart Project guy. He called up like 10 years ago, and he goes, I want to come on. And he really came on, and no media picked it up. And then like 6 months later, he was relieved of command or whatever. And then I had Ben Parton was the head of HARP up in Alaska, former head of the Air Force, but at that time had a HARP, and he wouldn't get into it. But he said it was over the horizon radar that could actually see stuff over the horizon. And he said that part was declassified, but that they could also fire a beam. See the movie Core, where they've got a big thing up in Alaska, and it's able to basically manipulate the Earth's core? Well, they reportedly really have stuff like that. And that's also what's up there in Alaska. Look, 1,900 equations created atomic bombs. Now, we're 117 years later, Dr. Mike. What do you think they got now?
God only knows. I don't even really want to think about it. You've mentioned before that the Air Force acknowledges that it has antimatter weapons that it's not even capable of controlling to the extent that they can use them. Predictably, they might end up destroying the Earth. So anything between that and a suitcase nuke, I mean, your imagination is the limit. The particle beams, the old, what did they develop under Reagan? The pellets, the gravity weapons, the uranium pellets that could be dropped down basically under a gravity well. And
yeah, gravity weapons.
It looked like a meteor
bombs.
When it hit the ground.
Meteor guns.
Yeah.
What they call it, smart pebble?
Yeah, and I've heard from ex-Air Force guys that this guy said he watched a demonstration of a dummy dressed up like a human. They fired some weapon at it from 100 or 200 yards away, and it just literally disintegrated.
Well, yeah, look at what happened to the
let's go back to this. Tell us what your Air Force buddy told you. Sorry about this disintegration, right, or what?
Yeah, and I don't think he was privy to what the array was composed of, but this is why I think these guys are so. You ask constantly, why are these guys getting so uppity to the point that they don't care that what they're doing is revealed? I think they've got such weapons between microwave weapons and killer beams like the one this Air Force guy described to me that when the time comes, our rifles, even long range rifle, a 50 caliber Barrett, will be totally inadequate. Once you had a laser fired into your retinas and you've been blinded, what good is that 50 caliber?
Well, I admit they've got those dazzlers. Well, let's expand on that because I want to hear every bit of this because I've talked to people that were in Panama and they said whatever they had mounted on these C-130s, they would just pass it over. And everything on the whole street would just vaporize, basically. So obviously, a disintegration beam, and we know they've got this kind of stuff. The Air Force is in the San Francisco Chronicle on purpose about 15 years ago, 16 years ago, admitted, yeah, we've got antimatter weapons, but, we're not going to give you the specs on that. And these are weapons so powerful, you can't test them because it'll blow the whole planet up or the solar system. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so anything you're being shown is decades and decades. Reagan didn't launch the Star Wars program. It was there. Dr. Bob Bowman broke down a lot of that. He was the first guy that told me about the pebbles. And he could only talk about those because they'd messed up and declassified it with one of the directors on C-SPAN in a debate with him. Talking about how great these things work. And So they've got just this incredible array, and that's why the elites are so arrogant, is because they've got life extension technologies, they've got all this stuff, and they're busy trying to make Christian children be taken and given to Muslims in foster care. They're too busy trying to make churches teach about trannies. And again, it's all spiritual. They want to destroy Christians. They want a one-world government. The Southern Poverty Law Center is now, with Amazon and others, not letting major churches engage in commerce. It's here. So whether you believe in the Bible or not, the globalists hate Christians, and they're creating a mark of the beast where Christians can't buy and sell. Most churches are going to roll over and grovel and not even be Christian now so they can have their glitter bug preachers, you know, run around. The answer is have Christians really spend money with other Christians and support each other and file lawsuits against these groups. Anything else, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think this is essentially a spiritual battle, and I think that's where they want to win it. Why blow people up if you can simply turn their minds around to the point that they ask for the shackles to be put on them? And this is, these Luciferians, I don't think they want to take away free will. That's one thing, I tip my hat to them on. They want us to ask for tyranny. You know, please, Uncle Sam, just keep us safe. Just do whatever you need to do. Put the chains
well, they
on
metaphysically need to trick us into thinking we're giving up the free will to be the slaves. They want you to use free will to become their slaves, just like Faust. So they want you to believe you're giving over your soul and your free will. They want your will. It's beyond they don't want to get rid of your free will. They want your will. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we spiritually are the ultimate weapon. And made in the image of God. So they can't get God. They want God's greatest creation. And hence the Bible all comes true. And you know why they hate it. Dr. Mike, hey, give me, I know you've done this 5 or 6 times. I always forget to call you. Give your number to Scott up there, because I'd like to start getting you on as a regular guest on my show and other shows, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Mike always comes in with, always calls with great points. I want to recruit all these great brains onto the air like you, Owen.
Yeah, and if you don't believe what Dr. Mike was saying, you can look at footage from September 11th where the beams that are holding up the towers literally just disappear into thin air. I mean, what is that? And you can have, remember the story a few years ago, you were covering it. The police force announces that now they have this technology that they can see into your rooms. They can be outside of the house.
That was around 30 years ago.
And you were sitting here, you were like reading the story, like, I reported on this decades ago. Why? So my belief is, if I can conceive it in my mind, somebody out there has probably already.
And let's explain. They get the intelligence agencies and the cops and everybody to join the globalist system in the name of good, and then they get a lower level of the secret society. But you don't get up to the top. You don't get anywhere near that. You're only given certain Trojan horse stuff they want you to have. There's Michael Zimmerman for a TV viewer. We're going to him there in Houston after the break, doing a great job down there to report. Thank you, Dr. Mike. We're going to get your info. I'm going to start getting him on as a regular guest. And we'll introduce who he is. He's a medical doctor, good guy. He sent us a lot of good intel over the years. Let's go to Annette in Oklahoma. Annette, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
This mayor didn't just not tell us people to evacuate. He told them to shelter in place, which is different. That has a chilling effect on travel. And also, he didn't try to move the vulnerable populations, like the nursing homes and the elderly, to higher ground. I went to A&M, and I'm familiar with the area. And I knew, I had to come down there to pick up a horse, and I knew at the beginning of last week that this was going to be a problem and there was going to be 20 inches of rain. So if these mayors of these big cities are so invested in this Agenda 21 that they're going to have no contingency plans for their population, people really need to look at that before they vote, because that puts the whole population, even Putin had contingency plans for his population. And our mayor.
Well, let me stop you right there. This lady is so smart. See, I already knew all this, and then she calls him with all that. Exactly. You're not supposed to say shelter in place. You're supposed to tell people that are in the low water areas to get out. All the default stuff wasn't done. What is wrong with Democrats? Why are they so evil? Go ahead, Annette, continue.
It is a good and evil battle, and they're all invested. They're all on the same page. They all walk in lockstep. But it's up to us as voters to look at these people and say, if they're just going to let us hang out there. And when I was at A&M, it seemed like they would evacuate the city in sections. And sure, they had a problem. I mean, it was congestion. It's Houston. But they got people out. But this time, they didn't even try. And to throw up your hands and say, I'm just going to let my constituents hang, that is.
Well, that's the big question, because it's now come out in emails, and the city council is having to admit they secretly 3 days before said We're just going to keep people in the dark. We know this is coming. We're going to cut. Why? Why make it as bad as you could?
Let people off the hook. We have to hold their feet to the fire, because if we don't, then somebody else is going to die in another town. Look what happened to Ray Nagin. Look what happened to.
Well, hold on. I'm going to come back and I'm going to come back to you and Michael Zimmerman, because we're about to talk to him, a reporter. He's down there in Houston in the middle of it, has family down there. I'm going to finish up with you, Annette, and others. Why would they do this? Well, clearly, it's to sabotage, make it as bad as possible, and blame Trump. They did this premeditatedly. The facts are in. Pure evil.
We're on the march.
They're just evil.
The Empire.
The Democrats openly are like Satan's party.
Alex Jones.
They are.
And the GCN
Republicans
Radio
are bad
Network.
Too, but the Democrats are like just they're pure evil.
It's a spirit cooking.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against kidney yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good. So my good buddy Michael Zimmerman, after you got your 2 days down there inside the hurricane, he went down to Houston, his hometown. He lived in Austin and Houston growing up, got family in both. He went down there. And I see he has an assistant, even though he went by himself. I guess he's recruited some locals to help him, and he's been out there on his kayak getting amazing photos and videos that are at InfoWars.com. Even more once I guess he gets out of there tonight and is able to upload more. But he's gotten to an area where he's able to get some internet, some Skype. We've got Annette, who we're going back to, then Sam, Brad, Joseph, HB, and others that are holding. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the websites. I tried to be kind to the mayor and not just score political points because I've been a nonpartisan person. Everybody knows that I don't like the Republican Party establishment. In fact, they're even worse than the Democrats because they've got their act together and at least act like they're doing some good things. You know, Paul Ryan and them are monsters. But you had the Democrat Sylvester Turner, we played the clip earlier, saying, oh, it's dumb, you can't evacuate a town this big. Well, we had an emergency management expert, Joel Skousen, one of the top ones in the country, on. He said, listen, I've looked at the maps. He's written a book about it. Whole chapters, you know, in cities like Houston. 500,000 are in the real flood area. You tell them to get out of it. That's how it's always been growing up for me. And if you're in these flood areas, you evacuate. The local city emergency management says it. They did none of it. So we're asking on air, why is this happening? Then our writer, Dan Lyman, finds that it's in the local news. Houston officials downplayed flood warnings as fake news when they knew it was going to flood and decided to tell people to shelter in place. And the caller called in, Annette, and was pointing at it. She was reminding me, you always go to the nursing homes. You always go to the prisons. You always go to the low-lying. They have maps, and they put up signs. And radio and TV says, you know, emergency management in the city of Houston and these counties say, if you're in these areas, evacuate to higher ground. Evacuate to higher ground. In fact, I was thinking about the emergency flood alerts that I've always seen in central Texas because it's limestone here. So you get 3 or 4 inches of rain in an hour. I mean, you're talking about a creek being a like the Colorado River in a few minutes. I mean, just, you know, trees shooting down it 20 miles an hour. It's scary. But no. I mean, we can show the time-lapse photos for TV viewers. They're on Infowars.com, where it shows hours before what it was like in downtown Houston and later 25 feet deep. I mean, just unbelievable devastation. And they ordered a stand down, and then they made fun of the governor warning people to get out days before and just said, you can't do it, even though they've done it before. If you're in an area that's going to be in 25 feet of water, if you got a house on the side of the creeks coming into Houston, get ow! I mean, my ex-wife lives at the house that I have out in the country, Ripon Springs, and it's on Barton Creek, and the sucker, when it rains bad, gets right to the house, right up to the stilts it's on, because it's built right there, so it's on stilts. But still, it's come halfway up the stilts. I said, hey, I'm sure you're getting out. She goes, yeah. I said, listen, I'll pay for the hotel. And the hurricane didn't really hit us, so the thing got out of bounds, but it didn't flood the house. I'm not even the main hurricane, and I got, you know, my children are with her part of the time. Boom, got them out of there. So I don't understand this new attitude, this new thing. Michael Zimmerman, you've been there. I want you to get into what you witnessed. We appreciate your courage down there. But what do you make of this and the mayor and the Democrats? Were they doing this because they're just completely idiotic and just negligent morons? Well, now we know they ordered a stand down. Were they hoping to have it be a bigger disaster so they could blame it on Trump? What do you think's happening here?
I think there's a number of elements involved, and I think there is a little bit of truth with saying it is difficult to evacuate the city. When I was younger, we went from Houston to Austin to stay with some family there, and it took us 30 hours to leave town and actually make it to Austin. So it is difficult to get, you know, 6.5 million people, a good quarter of the state's population, out of an area, which I understand what you're saying. You know, you only need to evacuate the ones at highest risk.
And isn't it 10 million if you count
the nursing homes?
Isn't it 10 million if you count the surrounding counties?
Yeah, it's closer to that, yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's definitely a huge metro area. But what I have seen, though, is the response from the sheriff's department, the police departments here in Houston, all these guys working like double shifts. Yeah, there's some footage on screen right now of last night. The hotel I was staying at, all the restaurants are closed, and in order to get some dinner, they told us it'd be 2 hours because their kitchen was so backed up. Everyone staying there is eating there at the hotel. So this guy was like, hey, I'm going to these friends' houses a few miles away. You know, you can come with me. We'll get some food there. And I had great food, no water on the roads on the way there. Just 2 hours later coming back, there's like a good foot and a half of water covering the streets.
And this is in a higher ground area.
Absolutely, yeah. This area was not nearly as flooded as the areas that are still underwater, which the areas that are affected the worst, I cannot get to. I was not able to actually get to this part of town that I'm in right now over in Meyerland yesterday because the whole freeway is underwater. So just today, by driving backwards on the exit ramp and getting on the freeway, were you able to get to this part of town? That just was not possible yesterday.
What do you think of the Democrats, though, covering this up and not telling folks in low-lying areas to evacuate?
it's really shameful. They should know better that Houston floods like this. It's happened before just 2 years ago in the spring. Just out of nowhere, there was a huge flood like this. Not nearly to this extent, but entire areas were flooded. Cars were flooded out. And as you can see in all these clips, there's just vehicles all over the city.
Doesn't everybody remember? They got rid of it like 10 years ago, but growing up on the cable channel in Dallas, but also here, it would show your state, and it was the robot voice going, "This is the NOAA Weather Channel. In these counties, get to higher ground. In these counties, if you're in a low water area, evacuate." And they would say it. It's estimated the hurricane, and it would have the radar going in a circle. And then it would show the weather Doppler before cable even had it or news channels had it. It would show it as the radar spun around the state. But then there was always a robot voice. Since when did they just get rid of that? Like, the more technology we get, now we're left with some idiot mayor who won't tell you if you live by a river, evacuate. And I get Joel Skousen's point. If you live by a river and you live in a place in low lying area, you need to get out. I mean, in a way, I guess it isn't the mayor's fault. Are we living in idiocracy, Michael Zimmerman?
As a family, we always used to evacuate during these things. But my whole family has always approached things with the whole prepper mindset. We've also always had weeks worth of food, medicine, supplies, and water filtration because things like this do happen. And people need to individually prepare themselves because, yeah, you may have some idiot mayor who tells you that flood warnings are fake news. And people are going to die because of that.
He said it's fake news. He didn't just say don't worry about it. He said shut up, Governor.
Even here in Austin, I remember when I first saw the reports coming out, I think it was on Wednesday, of the tropical storm moving up the Gulf. I'm not even from Texas. I don't even have experience in this. I immediately went to the grocery store, got 4 gallons of water, got a ton of food, and filled my fridge and everything because I was like, I'm probably going to have to hunker down. It should be a given.
Absolutely. Yeah, you need to, and even if it's just canned soups or something, having an entire pantry, a whole shelf of that full, you need a gallon a day per person or more.
Well, I live 200 feet above a creek, so I don't have to worry. But that sucker went up by 10 feet.
And then probably just like that, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can look over my back porch, and it's like, it was like this little creek. And I was like, it's this huge rushing river now.
Yeah, don't evacuate. You'll be fine.
It's continuing to rain here in Houston, too. It's slowed down a little bit, but it's been raining the entire day today.
And they're saying if part of it goes back out in the Gulf, it may reconstitute and come back in.
Exactly. And the shot of the thing that looks like a river flowing here, that's the Braes Bayou. And it goes through an area called Braeswood and Meyerland. And these are older communities. They have houses that aren't as built up. So when these areas get hit, these homes just get completely flooded out. And this is the worst flood in history, in the history of the whole country.
That's so, right. In fact, since this morning they were saying the worst in Texas. Now meteorologists are saying this may be the worst ever, and it's not over.
Exactly. Yeah, this is going to continue for a few more days. Certain areas, I sent in some photos, and you can see the water line in these areas. You can see water was at least 5-6 feet up these people's houses, and it's completely gone today. So certain areas have drained out. There we go. So that you can see right at the shades there, that black line on the wall is where the water was.
Wow, so that's about, what, 6 feet?
Easily. And all these people's cars, everything inside, there's nothing that can be done. So I imagine these people may have evacuated because this area, they got flooded about 2 years ago. And I remember these exact houses, they're big piles of all their carpet and belongings that had got soaked. So
wow, incredible footage of the... Incredible footage of the evil redneck army that's there saving everybody. Yeah, why don't we see these evil white guys? These evil white guys all over the country just show up and save everybody every time.
Well, I've got a clip of people helping people out of a boat that I sent to them too. I believe they ran it in yesterday's show.
And by the way, it's also black folks, Hispanics, and others you see. But there's something about rednecks with their boats and preparedness as a stereotype. Why is it always rednecks coming in with all their gear, saving people and having a good time doing it?
And the ones I saw launching these boats, it was Mexicans. It was Mexicans that invited me to dinner last night because they knew, hey, this guy doesn't have food. Come with us. You know,
absolutely. I mean, I'm being sarcastic when I say the whites are all racist, so they must be. Yeah. Let me go ahead and repeat your story.
It's this division narrative that gets pushed, and it's just not happening. When hard times come, people help each other. It's not about black or white or left or right. It comes down to people are helping their fellow man. you know,
well, that's what I named the streams, because we named Facebook, YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv streams for folks. And I said, you know, worst, you know, hurricane on record brings people together like never before. And why this is different, even though it's probably the worst ever, is because Trump got out of the way and just said FEMA's here to support the locals, let locals in. Instead, what happened with Katrina is Brownie wouldn't, the head of FEMA, doing a great job, Brownie. No, he didn't. He wouldn't let people in to help, Zimmerman.
Exactly. And they have sent FEMA out. I believe they're mainly more downtown right now. The convention center, they have a relief thing set up, and I'll try to get down there today or tomorrow, but currently the roads between where I'm at and there, I don't think I can get through. But I have not seen a ton of National Guard on the streets, but Houston's also very large, and that's why they called upon individuals to go out, you know, anyone with a boat, put that boat in the water, go rescue people from their homes, because at this point, there's just simply not enough rescue workers out there. And all the sheriff's departments and police departments around here, they all have boats, but and they're all working around the clock with those boats. But there's just too many people that needed saving.
Sure, it's just like Dunkirk in World War II. The citizen navy saved 400,000 people. And let's expand on that. In the South, in the Southwest, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic, there is a background of your granddaddy worked in the fields. Your dad probably did to some extent. So you still like being outdoors. You like having a little boat you can go out on. You've got a garden in the backyard. So when a disaster comes, it's normal to get your little boat and go save people that need help because you're on higher ground, they're on lower ground. It's a normal instinct because if something happened to you, you hope folks are coming. It's not like you're a hero, but you look at places like New York, you know, doesn't matter whether you're white or black or Hispanic, they don't even know how to grow tomatoes on average or do anything. Imagine a mega city like that if they had a disaster or a war, how fast things would collapse in a Chicago or in a New York or in an L.A. where any type of outdoorsmanship, which is just normal farmer backgrounds, is seen as weird, evil, quacky. I see articles all the time where Californians in Texas, all the time, every few weeks I see it in the news in Bastrop or in Dripping Springs outside Austin, they'll drive by somebody's house that's on 50 acres, 20 acres, 100 acres. They'll see somebody with a deer hung up in their driveway, skinning it, and they call animal control saying, I saw somebody torturing a deer, and they'll send cops out to see what you're doing. So you shoot a deer legally and lawfully. You got it hung up, cutting it up. People see you, a human, with an animal. They think that's illegal, Zimmerman.
These people just don't get it. And there is this whole Southern culture of helping each other, too, which I don't think exists in those places. In California, like places like L.A. or New York City, it's more like, I got mine. You know, I don't care about anyone else, which that's kind of a statement that doesn't fit everyone there, but for the most part, in places like Seattle that we went to, just how rude people are. Here, you know, in Texas, people hold the door for each other, and, you know, they help each other in times of need.
Women would laugh at me if I just instinctively was going through it, and so I'd go ahead and, yeah, leave the door open. It's just a nastiness.
Look at that sexist male holding the door open for a woman.
Now, but that was a minority of folks, but let me tell you, The Canadians that worked on the oil rigs, worked on the ships, and the average folks were the super nice, just like you were in Texas or anywhere else. It was in the cities, all these freaked out, angry people.
They're hateful people. They really are.
I want to go back to Annette and then more calls. Stay there, Zimmerman. Annette in Oklahoma, many other points for the folks that are watching and listening.
I have to tell you, I visited A&M on Howdy Day. So I knew that there was no place else in the nation that I could go to school because that was the friendliest place on the planet. But remember, this Governor Abbott called this mayor four times, and the mayor didn't answer the phone, he didn't respond to the messages, and he didn't call Governor Abbott back. So these mayors have a fiduciary responsibility, and if they're not going to care for their constituents, then why do we have a mayor? If they're not going to have contingency plans, that's their job.
And you're right. There's something about liberals, like you were saying, Owen, it's a culture of I don't care. They get off on the dereliction of duty. Here's the governor calling all these cities. You need help? Come on. Tell them to get out of there. The low-lying areas. You're not running alerts. Why not? Oh, shut up. You're nonsensical.
That's fake news.
Good point, Annette. Anything else?
People just to shelter in place. That's deadly.
I mean, you're right. You're telling people shelter in place. No, get to high ground if you're in a low water area. These citizens in these counties are recommended to completely evacuate. NOAA weather. Since when do they not do the alerts?
They have to be held responsible, or this is going to keep happening, and more people are going to die because they don't take their job seriously.
Well, you know, Skousen got it right. It's the lawyers. They didn't want to have a position. But not having a position is kind of like the Rush song. You may choose not to choose, but not choosing, you still made a choice. Don't people?
But that's true. That's the lawyers are telling them, if you just wipe your hands of this, then the blood won't be on your hands. I think that's what Joel was saying. Hey, if you tell people to evacuate and then there's a panic and then people die, well, blood's on your hands. If you don't tell people anything and people die, well, you're okay.
It's sick.
And it all comes down, really, though, again, to the average individual.
And here's the average. The average exactly. The average individual, though, was listening to the authority figure waiting, and the authority figure just wanted the paycheck. They didn't want the authority. Because the authority means you're like Abbott on the phone or Trump on the phone and are in the helicopters. It means you're actually going to have to go bust your butt. Zimmerman, other points? Thank you, Annette. Great points.
Well, that was one of the points I was going to make, is that Abbott was not, you know, directing all this and orchestrating all this. From the governor's mansion here from Austin, he was actually at like one of these Ford command centers where they're, you know, answering calls, coordinating, you know, what boats go where, what supplies go where. You know, Abbott was
and that's
there.
Why we're so seeing a good response. That's why we're seeing a lot better response this time.
And he was immediately on the phone with Trump, you know, getting this declared a disaster, you know, before the storm even hit. I really saw some good leadership there from Governor Abbott.
Why are Democrats just institutionally incompetent? Because Bush did some bad stuff. We exposed it. These people are incompetent.
They're afraid of their own shadow. They're afraid of everything. They're afraid of America. They're afraid of their own shadow. They're afraid of political correctness. They're afraid of saying...
The ACLU says, you know, we're sorry we tweeted out a picture of a white child.
Yeah, I mean, what... If that's not fear, I don't know what is.
You know what I'm afraid of? Foster system, taking kids and giving them to Muslims, which is now happening. We'll be right back with Michael Zimmerman. We're going to go right to Joseph, Brad, and Sam and others. Stay with us.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll be right back.
it's not hype to say we're under attack. In fact, it's the opposite of hype. We're under total attack. I'm not even going to watch the new Daily Show that kicks off where it's supposedly Alex Jones. They say, I am Alex Jones. That's the character. They say, this character's Alex Jones, and I hate black people. Well, I didn't say that. They put that in the mouth. They'll even edit that out and play it. So I guess it starts today. I mean, you thought Homeland was bad enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we need your financial support. We've got great supplements, great products, great water filtration, great air purification. Sometimes our screw-ups are your good. We're supposed to end that sale of the Alexa Pure Breezes for $149 at $220. They're like the best system out there. Four-stage filter, ion filter, carbon, you name it. They're still $149. That sale's still up there. Not supposed to be. I'm not mad at the folks that left it up. That's just still up there, I was told. That's going to have to end soon. We have 57% off Supermel Vitality. We've never done that. We've got 45% off on the X2. Everybody should try that. But whatever you do, commit today to support the broadcast. Sign up for AutoShip so you know you're supporting us, and don't forget to do it. Additional 10% off. Just take action and fund us. And if you think I've been dominating with my crew, the globalists, I will savagely attack them with information warfare 10 times harder if we have the funds to do it. Now, he was trying to go during the break. The water's rising. This is not a stunt. He'll be back in 30 minutes when he gets to higher ground, even though he's in my old Ford F-150 that's jacked up a bit. But we've got Michael Zimmerman. Mike, maybe you can show the camera and show us that water rising. Let's go back to Michael Zimmerman for TV viewers. You can narrate. Go ahead.
Sure. So we have this. Here's the Braes Bayou right here. And there were some vehicles here. They were measuring the speed of the water. Then there was also some people in the intersection back behind me. And all those cars have pulled out at this point. It's continued to rain, so the water's rising in the street a little bit. And I'm about as far forward as I can get before in every single direction you have flooded streets. So this is kind of a dead end here.
So you are to the edge of what Drudge is calling the Gulf of Houston.
One of them, because there's many other areas in town, these little pockets, these neighborhoods that are flooded out. There's entire freeways that are flooded. I've got a video up on the Alex Jones channel about that. One of the largest freeways in the country, Interstate 10, is completely underwater in spots where it goes through Houston. So I'm going to relocate to a different area in case these roads flood. Otherwise, I'll be kind of trapped in this one spot here at the end. But I'll be rejoining with David Knight.
All right. Thank you so much. And David's got David, he's out there getting ready to come in. I said, I'm going to take some calls, and he's going to come on. I said, what are you going to be covering? He goes, I'm going to be covering Tillerson running the president down on Fox. I meant to lead the show with that. I didn't even get to the small children up to like age 10 being taken from their parents. Crosses are ripped off. They're told Christianity's BS. Burkas are stuck on their heads. And the leftists go, this is enrichment. The most satanic violations of people's faith. The most cruel human rights violations. And the left, this is in England, where in a lot of these things, they sexualize the kids. That's been confirmed. I mean, the left literally hates Christians. And we have to get that in our head to understand. They know what they're doing. Now, a lot of well-meaning ones are just like Stockholm Syndrome, beaten into it. Well, they're Muslims, and, you know, they deserve to have foster kids, too. And you don't take Muslim kids and give them to Christians. You wouldn't take atheist kids and give them to Christians. You see CPS more and more taking people's kids in liberal areas because their parents are Christians. I'm sick of the persecution.
Yeah, you didn't get to that. You didn't even get to Antifa just beating people savagely over the weekend. I mean, it's just, this is this crazy state of the nation we're in right now, Alex. Just savagely beating people.
And the police stood down because they deserve it. Because if a prayer group comes and tries to, you know, have a prayer, they deserve to be beaten with clubs over the head by mobs of people, and the police stand down because, well, they're Nazis. Antifa said they were.
When is Antifa?
I mean, just mobs of people beating up, saying you don't have demonstrations in America. My God. Fourth hour straight ahead. Please spread the InfoWar. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. You are the power of InfoWars. We're going in. But we need you to put the wind in our sails. Fourth hour coming up. Phone call straight ahead. I just...